A Murrayville woman was killed in an automobile accident this morning in Murrayville. It happened on Prospect Road at around 7 a.m., according to reports from the Morgan County Sheriff's Office. Reports indicate the driver, 27-year-old Casey Veneer, was westbound on Prospect east of Route 67 and, for an unknown reason, crossed into the eastbound lane, overcorrected while returning to the westbound lane, and went into a sideways slide before entering a ditch. The car then reportedly continued west in the ditch and struck a culvert, where it then went airborne and rolled an unknown number of times, coming to rest on its roof in a ditch. Veneer was reportedly transported to Passavant Area Hospital by South Jacksonville rescue crews, where she was declared dead at around 8 a.m. Morgan County Coroner Jeff Lair says Veneer was late for work and was not wearing a seatbelt. Lair says she died from blunt force trauma. Funeral arrangements are pending at Buchanan and Cody Funeral Home.
I turn my back for just a minute and Patrick sneaks back on the air. I'm Colleen Doyle, and you should call my dad, the Irish Plumber, when you have a leak around the house. The pros at Doyle Plumbing are skilled and courteous, and you'll just love their Irish brogue. Call Doyle Plumbing, the oldest and most trusted company for plumbing in the Jacksonville area. I knew I should have changed the locks when Patrick was away at school.
Not guilty. The verdict in the case of Luke Lamb, the Greene County Sheriff's candidate. With more on that story, here is Ryan Turk.
Yeah, on the final day of the two-day trial, jurors discussed the case for a couple hours before reaching a verdict. The Class 4 felony charged against Lamb stemmed from an allegation that Lamb tried to get a jury member, Mark Boston, to vote, quote, not guilty and, quote, hang the jury if necessary on a Greene County court case. Conversation between Boston and Lamb took place over social media on January 13th, and Lamb's attorney, Patrick Watts, said the jury appeared to have a grasp on the purpose of Facebook.
They all understand that it's the same as going out on the street corner, and they know that they don't want to be arrested for things that they're putting on Facebook. And they know they probably wouldn't because they're not running against the sheriff. But it's sick. We're Americans, and this is the United States. And when you have a sitting sheriff writing a report that's factually inaccurate on its face, and he admits that on the stand, and then says, man, I'm glad it's been quiet around here after the charges are filed, I think it puts a little disgust in the mind of the average intelligent juror.
Watts had several other strong feelings about Sheriff McMillan.
You have a sheriff who tried to execute a political hit. There's really no other way to describe it on his political opponent. This is the worst type of small-town policing that exists. And I tell you what, they're not going to do it again.
In his closing statement, appellate prosecutor Ed Parkinson claimed that McMillan has been in law enforcement for over 24 years. And when he saw the context of the conversation between Boston and Lamb on Facebook, he knew that wasn't right. Parkinson added that Lamb running for sheriff had no impact on the actions taken by McMillan. Parkinson declined to comment on the case, and McMillan was unavailable for comment after the trial. For WLDS WEAI News, I'm Ryan Turk.
The Morgan County Sheriff's Office has confirmed Deputy Derek Suttles is the officer who accidentally shot himself in the leg on Sunday. The incident apparently happened at around 11 p.m. Sheriff Randy Duvendak says Suttles was treated and released from Memorial Medical Center after being transferred from Passavant Area Hospital. Duvendak says the deputy was near the Scott-Morgan County line waiting to talk to a Scott County deputy about a case they were working on. While sitting in his squad car, he apparently had his hand in his pocket and accidentally pulled the trigger. Duvendak says the gun was not assigned to Suttles by the county and had been acquired by him on Sunday for personal use. He says Suttles intended to take it home after his shift. And the hope is that the deputy will be back by the end of the week. Homecoming festivities at McMurray College continue today and last through Sunday. Highlander Country is the 2014 theme. It kicked off on Monday with laser tag for students. Activities this week have also included several volleyball matches, including the set, serve, and rally for the cure match against Illinois College last night. Director of Alumni Services Ricky Langan talks about what's still to come.
We are expecting on Friday to have our torchlight parade where our students gather from dorm to dorm with a torch, and they gather back to the gym where they hold a pep rally, and they'll have some fun games for the students to venture into and get ready for this fun weekend that we're going to have. On Saturday morning, we do have the Michelson Monster 5K, and we're very excited that it's going to going to be some gorgeous weather for us, and we're hoping we'll have many coming to run on our event there.
Langan says there are some new events this weekend, too.
We are actually having a poetry reading by our very own Dr. Robert Seufert, who will be having a guest appearance from Sherlock Holmes. We're very excited to have that this year as well.
Also scheduled for Saturday morning, the baseball team pancake breakfast at Applebee's. The president's reception is in the Putnam Springer Center, the homecoming parade, and an art exhibition at the Applebee Gallery. The parade will start at 10 a.m. It'll form on East State, east of College, proceed west to the downtown square, go around the square, and return to campus. Afternoon activities include soccer and football matches against Eureka and Crown Colleges, respectively. A showing of the movie Hocus Pocus will be at Bailey Auditorium at 7 p.m., followed by a bonfire in the facilities building parking lot at 9. Langan, who is in her first year of Alumni Services Director, says she's excited to welcome McMurray alumni back to campus.
We have our 50th class reunion from the class of 1964, and we have a pretty great turnout for that. We're really excited to welcome back, that 50th class reunion. And then we also have our 25th class reunion from the 1989 group, and we're definitely excited to welcome back every alumni.
Homecoming weekend wraps up on Sunday with a worship service at Annie Murner Chapel at 10 a.m., followed by the 6th annual Omega Theta Psi flag football game at 1 p.m. on the Rutledge Hall lawn. For the full schedule, visit the story on WLDS.com. The Republican candidate for U.S. Senator now says he would support a federal same-sex marriage law. John Gregory has more.
When State Senator Jim Oberweis was asked about that possibility during the U.S. Senate debate broadcast by ABC Chicago, he gave a surprising answer.
I think that's well established. I think the court has said that that's approved. I think there's no arguing about it any longer. So at this point, I would say yes.
Oberweis said he would prefer the decision to ban or allow same-sex marriage be left up to individual states, including Illinois, which passed a same-sex marriage law last year. Oberweis voted against it.
I've raised as a Catholic, and I believe in traditional marriage, but I think we're past that. I believe that's the law. I support the law. I support our Constitution.
Oberweis insisted after the debate that this doesn't constitute a change in his position on the issue. In Chicago, I'm John Gregory.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 AM or 107.1 FM.